Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Garwood, and country music has never been so big. We've got Kane Brown doing it, we've got Marshmello mixing it in there, as well as Billy Ray taking us down that old town road. Well, we're going to take you out to some brand new stuff right now as well. Listen real closely. This is a country ballad banger from Grace Amos. She's 16 years old, up there from Cobbity in New South Wales. We're going to chat to her right now. Grace, thanks for coming on Ausmade.
Hi, thank you.
Now, how are you finding music at the moment? You got this brand new one out. People have got maybe a little bit more time to listen to music at the moment.
Yeah, I think it was the right time to release a song, especially since a lot of gigs have been cancelled or postponed.
Yeah, did you have some stuff that you had to kind of reschedule as well?
I was meant to be going to the Maldives to open for Darryl Braithwaite and Richard Clapton, but that was my biggest one. I also had Big Country. I was opening for Viper Creek Band, and I got into the Grommet busking competition at Byron Bay Blues Fest, which was sadly cancelled this year.
Yeah, well, hopefully things aren't necessarily too dead set cancelled, that they can just be postponed. And there are some massive names that you're going to be working with, whether it's this year or next year, particularly with Darryl at the moment. Now, we're loving his brand new song with Love Song. So the more time he gets to promote that, the more people are going to be at the gig for you to open up for.
Yeah.
So we've got your brand new one. How did you write this one, Grace?
I was at a songwriting retreat in Victoria last year. I went because someone from the Junior Academy of Country Music, I went to that last year, and they told me to go to this retreat, and I was like, okay. And one of the mentors there kind of heard my songs over the few days that we were there, and he approached me and he was like, well, you really like to tell a story with your music, but I want to tell your story. I was a bit nervous because I'm not really one to really express how I'm feeling.
Sure.
So Listen Real Closely is about my anxiety, and I think it's something that a lot of teenagers and adults can really relate to, in the fact of wanting to fit in but not wanting to change yourself. And I think that's really hard in society, especially with an online presence. Like me, for example, I have over 19,000 followers on Instagram, and it can be hard to try and be yourself when you have that online presence.
It can kind of become a bit of a job as well. That's one good thing, though. You're only 16 years of age, so you're kind of growing up with this, where a lot of other artists had different sorts of methods of getting their music out. So with Listen Real Closely, Grace, what else are we looking forward to be bringing out throughout 2020?
I'm not really sure about 2020, but I do have a lot of songs that I really do like. So I'm thinking maybe next year or the year after I'll do an EP or an album.
Awesome.
It's just a balance of, I think, school as well, because next year I'll be in year 12. So I think it's trying to find that balance of when I can get it all done, really.
Yeah, well, being only in year 12 next year, you've already worked with some awesome names. We've talked about the ones that you're going to be supporting, but you did some stuff with Amy Shark. She helped to place you as a finalist in the Discovery series.
Yeah, so that was an Instagram competition.
Cool.
And I had some good experiences with Instagram competitions before. Like, I did a competition and I got to open for this British singer, Harvey, who has over 4 million followers.
Wow.
So I think that was a really good experience. I wanted to enter a bit more stuff. So I saw this Platypus Discover series, and I saw Amy Shark was a judge, and I really like her. I entered that, and now she's commented on a few of my posts, which is really cool. I actually met her a few times, and I have a vinyl record of hers that she signed for
me. Very cool.
And I met her at a concert and she recognized me, and that was insane.
And what do you think of her new stuff at the moment with Everybody Rise?
Oh, I love that.
It's a little bit different, isn't it?
My playlist.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. It's got a bit of a different production to it. I had a chat to her the other night. She's absolutely awesome, hey?
She is.
Yeah, so where do you see your music kind of going? We're seeing how Amy Shark has developed from Adore into the new one with Everybody Rise. What about Grace Amos? Where's she going?
I really want to not be stuck in a particular genre.
Sure.
This song is very country because my producer was a multi-Golden Guitar Award winner.
Yeah, Maddie Fell, hey?
That I met in Tamworth. So, of course, this was going to have that country element to it. But I think it depends on the lyrics. I always write the lyrics first to my music.
Yeah.
I love listening to indie kind of music, so thinking of getting into that a bit more. But I love every genre of music, so I think I just want to try out all of those.
Awesome. No, that sounds like a great approach to it. And we are loving the sound of your brand new one, Grace. It's a really great track. Listen Real Closely. I'm going to play it right now. Grace Amos, thanks so much for joining me here on Ausmade.
Thanks for having me.